the Friday edition. The Big Hat edition. What a great gift, Jesse. Unbelievable. And just like that hat that brings Frosty the Snowman to life, there's some magic in this old gigantic hat Jesse bought. Edition. All right, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy already got me started on this Peter Schrager nonsense, which I don't think it's nonsense that the Packers and Jair are in a better place, but things happen over time, and I think that's important. Addition. What's the longest you've ever driven in a car? Because I did 6 hours and change yesterday, luckily with a three-hour amazing visit to Hard Rock Casino Rockford, which was so great, and they were such gracious hosts. We had such a great time. It was really fun. But that was a lot of mileage. I'm wondering how people who drive long distances do it, because nothing but respect for you, edition. And the, of course, Feel Good Friday, presented by Hallman Lindsay Paints edition, a little bit later in the show, of Wildea Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video where you can see Jesse's giant noggin hat that he got one of for me and one for Tausch with our logo on it. Also allegedly on Facebook, but not really, but certainly on Twitter and certainly on YouTube. And, of course, everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free, all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. We're all back in our normal locations. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. Jesse, I'm going to have to take my amazing hat off and put on a regular hat because I don't want to hold my
looks
headphones
like you're struggling
for the
to
show.
Hold your headphones on there.
Yeah, it's a struggle. And they didn't fit over the hat like the ones that Tausch had down at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford, and from his undisclosed location. He's been in Vegas, he's been in Rockford, now he's back in his humble abode. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning, how are you?
Yeah, the hats are awesome. As we left yesterday, you know, a lot of times somebody will say something and, you know, it'll be nice, it'll be fun. It literally was every person, because after we had lunch, a nice lunch with Youngster and Jesse, put the hat on.
Tausch did not want to have lunch with just me. He made sure at least one other person stayed to have lunch with us. It ended up being Riley.
I was trying to be inclusive. Is that a bad thing? No, inclusivity's bad?
No, inclusivity is great. It's great to involve
sounds
others.
Sounds like you're saying inclusivity.
You sounded a little desperate when everyone else said they were getting back for afternoon meetings, and you're like, ah.
No, I literally said, hey, who wants to? Hard Rock gave us some vouchers. I said, who wants to sit and have lunch?
I thought we were doing away with inclusivity, by the way. Isn't that what's going on right now? Never mind.
Who's doing away with inclusivity?
Never mind. It's the I in DEI. Go ahead, finish your story.
Whoa, Nelly!
What the hell are we talking about? I don't know. I'm all rattled now. I'm confused. Anyways, I thought we were going to have lunch. Wanted to have a couple of folks join because Jesse and I can't. We're not going to eat $90 worth of food, right?
Are you sure?
Don't tempt me.
No. Why would we? We're not going to have a $90 lunch. It's not. You're not with us. You're not getting a porterhouse.
That was the joke I was looking for. Thank you. Yeah, that's okay.
So, I guess it's wrong of me to invite teammates to join Jesse and I. So, I don't know. I guess that was my bad.
It wasn't wrong. It was very nice of you.
Who else did you invite? Because we had a lot of teammates.
Literally
everyone that was
there. And Riley was the only one who said yes?
Yep. Mm-hmm. No one else wanted to have lunch with us. Yeah.
Yeah.
They all had very important things. You know, it's less than an hour to get back to Madison. They all had meetings planned for the afternoon. So,
if you pushed it, I believe is the quote from Tausch. So, what did you have? Because I heard Tim, who is the GM there, say that the noodle place is unbelievably good.
Yeah,
but it didn't open until 5.
Until 5. Yeah.
Much like the steakhouse, which I was looking forward to getting my $90 steak, and I wasn't able to do that either because our show is a 9 to noon program. So what'd you have?
So anyway, I think I had a burger. The burgers are good. Burger was really good there. I think we started with some cheese curds, and then I thought Jesse'd get the Musty Mac, but he didn't. He was gonna order it, and then he decided to switch it up, and I think he ended up going burger also.
Wait, they had a Musty Mac?
It did not say Musty Mac on the menu. No, there was a so Tausch had me in the noodle idea, so I was thinking about getting, there was a mac and cheese, chicken mac and cheese with, it had the, I think it was the, what's the pasta called? It's got like, it's the big curlies, the cavatappi, is that the one? I forget what all the different pastas are called, but it's the one that's got the big, big noodles, very twirly, spinny, fun to eat.
Fusilli?
No, I don't think it was Fusilli. I think it was something with a C.
Corkscrew?
I mean, that's essentially what it is, yes. But regardless, I thought about getting that, but then I ended up getting this barbecue smokehouse burger, which was also fantastic. Great burgers at the Hard Rock Cafe.
And what did Riley get?
Shrimp.
Oh, my God.
He got shrimp.
Oh. Come on. That was funny.
Which part?
I thought it was funny that we were going around the table, seeing what everybody. All right, okay. It was a great time.
Would have been nice for you to stay and have lunch with us. That would have been a nice little.
Yeah, I had
perk
to get back and experience the power of the giant hat. It was amazing. So I speed back to Green Bay, Wisconsin, as quickly as I can because Sydney is playing in a tennis match. Is their season-ending tournament, and she struggled early before I arrived. Lost her first two matches. She's in match number three, and Paula had alerted me that she was struggling a little bit. Her confidence was down, so I, having been given one of the greatest gifts ever, decide, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk up to the court wearing my brand spanking new massive Wilde and Tausch hat. And it could not have worked out better. I walk through the little sidewalk area. She is serving in my direction. There is a momentary pause in the match. She looks up and sees me walking in. What is it? Is it Vince McMahon who does that strut as he's coming in at a WWE event? I'm striding up there, my big hat, and she just cannot help but laugh. What are you wearing? She shouts out as we're in the middle of a match. So Jesse got us hats. All the parents see this. They all think it's hilarious. I give her a little tip of the cap. I go, all right, let's go. Let's go, Sid. Here we go. Won her final three matches. Rallied in that match to win it. Then won her final two. And it's all because of the power of the hat, turning around her fortunes. So, Jesse, not only did you give a great gift, but you also helped turn around a struggling eighth-grade tennis player and lead her to a, I think, third-place finish.
That's a medal.
Tournament.
That's good.
So, thank you for your service. It was awesome. And everybody thought it was hilarious.
Love hearing that.
So, way to go, Jesse. Now, well done.
When's it going to show up at the baseball game for Old T? That's the big question, because now it's got, we got to see if it's good luck down there, too.
It's the rally hat.
It's a good, as I said yesterday, and as I was saying, Jason, the power of the hat is real. We're walking out of the Hard Rock Casino in Rockford, and it didn't matter who I walked by, security, random folks that were playing slot machines. They were making either jokes about how big my head was or how blank and awesome that hat was. So I don't think Jesse could have hit a bigger home run with his gift. And the fact that it was May 8th, which is about, 150 days post-Christmas?
Almost as far as you can get from Christmas, yeah.
Uh-huh. I think it was worth the wait, and it was the home run. Even though Jason got me a great national parks.
Yeah, this wins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by far. So kudos to your kids for winning and utilizing that hat as the power. A good day. It was a good day yesterday.
I am curious, though, about the hat in this respect. If you are at a Bucks game or a Brewers game or a Packers game, is it IPT to wear it during said game? Because it will create an obstructed view seat.
Yes. Especially for me, I'm always mindful. I have very broad shoulders. Wearing a hat, I will not. I thought about Eleanor has a play tonight that she is in. And I was debating it would be really fun to wear this hat tonight. I'm not going to, strictly because it is incredibly IPT with other people that are watching their kids in the play. Probably want to get video and or footage, and my big old noggin with this monster hat, probably not great. What I am going to do is during one of our games, whether we play during the week or if it's a tournament, I will use that big hat, and it will be used. I'll make sure to change indicators and whatnot that the hat will be a prevalent part of any of our signage as we progress through. You're not going to use that big old hat and not utilize the you have a lot of surface area, a lot of different indicators that you could utilize with that.
When I put the big hat on, it means bunt, Timmy.
Yeah,
sitting on the ground. All right.
The real question I have, because Jesse and I will be doing a live baseball game next Thursday between Middleton and Sun Prairie East. It is a philanthropic game. They've been doing this for years. They're raising money for the Carbone Cancer Center.
Cardinals Strikeout Cancer is the name of it. Yeah.
Yes, it is a great outing. We have decided we're going to head out there. Jesse wants to get more play-by-play. I have never called color for the game, for a baseball game. So I'm going to wear the big hat out to that game. I can't wear my Sun Prairie hat because I will be rooting for Sun Prairie. But when I'm in broadcast mode in this case, because we have partners in Middleton and Sun Prairie, I am wearing the big boy Wildy and Tausch hat out next Thursday night out in Middleton.
I don't know how you did it yesterday that you got your headphones, though, over it. I tried to do that this morning, and maybe this is just a different style of headphone. I couldn't pull it off. So
sure.
Good work by you. Good work by Jesse. And good work by Sid with her rally, thanks to the power of the magical Wildy and Tausch oversized hat. Speaking of magical and the power of changing out your windows, it's Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
And there's no better time to upgrade your windows and doors than right now, because Pella is offering up to 6 years of 0% financing. You set your free in-home consultation today, and you commit to nothing at this point. They'll listen to your vision and suggest the Pella materials and customizations that will make it become a reality. Get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions do apply, and this deal ends on May 31st of 2025. So visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
The Packers and Jair Alexander are in a good place. That is according to Peter Schrager of ESPN, formerly of Good Morning Football, who had a lovely dinner with Matt LaFleur during the draft. As I discussed with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, we will discuss next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl
got to say, I love our YouTube comments. So in one, it would appear, and again, I'm trying to piece this together, but it appears that two of the YouTube, dare I say, dwellers in the ESPN Madison YouTube comments are related and they've just reconnected?
Oh, love that.
What?
That's great.
Like one, I think their dads were brothers. I'm still piecing it together. I joined it a little bit late. But Tony and Mark, maybe? Which, by the way, there you have it. Mark still making a comeback. I don't know how old this Mark is, but as you hear in our open every day, Ruth and Mark, names that have gone the way of the White Buffalo, but maybe they're coming back. Then, in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments, Chris has suggested, and I don't know if I have the guts for this, but it is really funny, and it has some real potential, but I don't want to be a press conference distraction. But Chris's suggestion is to wear the giant Wildea Tausch hat to Matt LaFleur's next press availability.
No. I love the concept. This is tailor-made for your opening day. You don't have headphones when you're down at opening day of training camp on the sidelines with your wired AirPods.
Yeah, wired.
You're wearing
that's me.
The big hat to keep the right there. To keep the sun out, looks like you got a little nose. You're going to keep that big brim will keep all that sun off your face.
Yeah.
That's when you wear the big boy hat.
Official training camp sideline hat.
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Well,
then you have a flap on the back that says on air, and when we're off, flip it down so that when Mark Murphy comes floating through and the players – it's just like you're in studio where they got the red lights. It says on air. You have a flap, and you flap it up, and then when you're off, beep, pull it down.
All right. Well, I'll think about that. My concern is
every
that
every time you hear "think about that," that means you're not going to do it. This is a no-brainer.
It's a white hat. I don't want to get it dirty.
Wear it. How's it going to get dirty? What are you slopping around
practice?
In the mud? Yeah, how are you getting that dirty?
Slopping
you
in the mud?
You act like you're in a coal mine. Slopping. Dude, you're standing on a
second
plush
coal
grass
mine
field.
Reference in as many shows.
You're standing on a grass field away from everybody. You act like there's going to be like monster trucks ripping up mud. You're not on the field, man. You're off. Look at you're off on turf, dude.
I mean, yeah, like don't
you're not getting that hat.
If it's raining, don't bring it out. But like you probably won't be out there for your training anyway.
Oh my God, I better get it dirty. Guys out here pouring concrete, dude. You got a notepad and you're scribbling, Lord knows what, with an AirPod in. Like, I mean, the guys down in West Virginia just digging it out, trying to make. You know, keep some energy flowing through this country. That's something.
Are you done?
That's what a grinder looks like right there.
What has he got? What do you got to go fix the sewage system at the Hudson Center there?
I want to. Exactly, I just want to keep it pristine and white. I just want it to look nice because I love it. All right. So one thing I did not love was our new teammate at ESPN. Peter Schrager. Now, this was brought up to me on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And look, let me clarify this before I get started, because I saw some blowback in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments after my appearance. My favorite person, who apparently started a Gmail account so they could subscribe, so they could comment, calling themselves Peter Schrager's number one fan, which I respect the effort that required.
That's good.
So good work.
Yeah, I like that. All right.
But I don't have any problem with him having dinner with Matt LaFleur and him talking about it. If that's how he wants to go about his business, that's fine. He's an insider. He's got his new job at ESPN. That's fine. The idea of, and you'll hear it in a second from the Pat McAfee show, suggesting because I had dinner with Matt LaFleur, the media has had it wrong and depicted it inaccurately all this time. Look, things shift. And clearly there has been a shift. Because, and look, Rob Domofsky doesn't need me to fight his battles for him. But Rob Domofsky early on reported that their intention was to part ways with Jair Alexander, either by trading him or releasing him. And at that time, that was their intention. And again, for those of you who have forgotten, Brian Gutekunst, who never entertains hypotheticals ever, said to everyone at the NFL meetings that if he's not going to be on our team helping us win games, then we want to get something for him in a trade because we've invested a lot in Jair. Tell me the last time you heard Ted Thompson or Brian Gutekunst talk about a player on their roster and say a hypothetical where we might trade that person. That does not happen. So let's not pretend that everything has been hunky-dory all along and then Peter Schrager unearthed how hunky-dory-ish it has been all along by having dinner with Matt LaFleur during the draft. Here is Peter Schrager's appearance. That's why I'm irritated. Here is Peter Schrager's appearance with Pat McAfee yesterday.
I had a lovely dinner with Matt LaFleur during draft week in Green Bay, and I brought it up, and I don't think he'd mind me saying this, saying, like, we're actually in a good place with Jair. You know, obviously there was some stuff last year and the coin toss situation a couple of years back, and all that awesome stuff is all head-scratching stuff that it would drive a coach nuts when you're trying to run a disciplined program. But from what I gather, this thing is in a lot better place than what was being presented in the media, and that there is a place for Jair Alexander in Green Bay, and I think he and Jeff Hafley actually have had a great relationship, and it's a different breed and it's a different time. And I don't know exactly how it nets itself out, but like when he was being listed as that number one trade target, I don't think that was coming from Green Bay. And if you know Goody at all, he wasn't leaking that to anybody. So that was a lot of outside noise, I believe. We'll see how it figures itself out, though.
Wow.
Must have missed the part.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Where he said he might trade him.
He is he's putting a flamethrower to you local media folk. That's what he just did there. He flamethrowed you. And he's going to probably be right. And that means what? Because you're irritated.
So first of all, not coming from the Packers, and Brian Gutekunst would never say it. He said it on the record. We have video of him saying
boy
it. Right?
Oh.
Right?
He did.
True or false?
Yes.
Okay.
True.
Second of all, I saw this in the YouTube comments, and I'm okay. It's true. I am sensitive about stuff. I do not believe that it is my role to criticize other members of the media or dump on their reporting. Okay? Because he had dinner with Matt LaFleur during the draft does not mean that the situation with Jair Alexander has not changed in recent weeks. That is what happens here. So to say, I don't think it's as bad as it has been depicted in the media. I mean, come on, man. That's not how this works.
Are you mad you didn't get invited to dinner?
No. Look, I'm not.
Would you go to dinner if Matt LaFleur called you and said, hey, Jason,
I'd
love to head down to the Pickler, get a match with you and Sid, Madison, whomever.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring my wife or my kids. We'll get them. We're going to grab a game of pickleball, and then we're going to go grab a bite. You're in for that, right?
Yeah, but am I going to go on the radio? Okay. Like, here's another instance. I don't feel comfortable saying, I don't think he'd have a problem with me saying this. I either want to know that it's okay and it's on the record, or not know it's okay and that it's off the record. I don't want to be, hey, I had dinner with him, and I don't think he'd mind me saying this. I am not envious of him having dinner with Matt LaFleur. Okay. Matt and I have a great relationship. We are we're good. It was great that he did a half hour on the stage with us at the draft. I still can't believe he was available on draft day to do that. It was awesome. We had a great time. We hung out and talked afterward. He obviously is extremely excited to be a member now at the Pickler. Like, please believe me when I say this. I'm not bothered that Peter Schrager had dinner with him.
And I actually do. And I would tell you if I don't. What is funny? Listen, man, I love media spats. I think
I know
fun.
You do.
I love when you get all riled up, and it is irritating, I'm certain, for guys like you and Rob who go in and do this on a daily. You guys are shoveling coal when it comes to getting the local, covering this team in an in-depth way. Schrags and a lot of the national people, it's the bird's eye view. And then it's, well, we'll see and we'll hear. So I can understand why you guys are irritated. And this is why when Rob Domofsky puts out that Jair is going to get traded or released, the problem when you say those things is that is what happens, what's what you expect to have happen. You don't know how the other dominoes are going to fall. You don't know that nobody was willing to give up anything for Jair.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that nobody was going to pay Jair anything close to what Green Bay could do under somewhat of a very cap-friendly operation with dead cap money looming.
Mm-hmm.
Things do change quickly in this league, and if anybody, I say it all the time, Eddie Lacy, this scenario reminds you that. Jair Alexander 3 or 4 years ago, I would have thought was going to be a depoy and could potentially be one of the best defensive backs we've seen because he was playing at an incredibly high level.
And then Najee Harris
breaks
ran him
his
over.
Shoulder in half. He breaks his shoulder in half, and everything changes. And now a contract that was given to Jair doesn't look great. The last 2 years have been blech. Nobody wanted to take – trust Jason and Rob on this. If Brian Gutekunst could have gotten anything of substance, he was gone. They didn't have a roster bonus – or anything that triggered a release. So now that there's a workout bonus that is in play, and he virtually worked out, Green Bay doesn't want to give him, and I don't know what the workup, I'm guessing $500K. There's $500K on the line that Jair is going to want, but if he comes into the facility and gets hurt, his money is guaranteed next season.
Correct.
Green Bay can't do it. So now the rubber hits the road, which just so happens to be 3 days before Schrags is wolfing down at dinner with LaFleur, and LaFleur, while he probably loves the fact, well, Jair, if he can come back, he can be a help to help us win games, he doesn't like all of the other stuff that's happened and his non-reliability to play. So Jair Alexander is in a position where you have to make a decision because you can't let him come in and work out. You can't leave him in limbo. You have to make a decision. He has to make a decision. The timing is now, and there's not any better options for him, so let's make this thing work. Yes, February story is not May 1st story. Schrags came in May 1st where the story has played itself out, and now we're in a position where Jair, his best-case scenario is to come back and try to earn his lost money back with a team. By the way, nobody said he didn't have a good relationship with Jeff Hafley. I didn't hear anybody say that on this.
No,
at least
I said
on
the
our
opposite
show.
Repeatedly.
That was one of the drawing points for him to potentially come back. So let's just be honest. This is what it is. Couldn't get anything for him. He couldn't get the money he wanted somewhere else. Nobody was going to trade anything for him. So sometimes that grass isn't greener on the other side. This is an example of that scenario.
All right, a couple other things. First
but it
of all,
is fun. I know you loved it last night. I love that you get this irritated about it because you, for everybody else, say don't take your job, don't let it get personal. This is personal because they're basically saying you guys are idiots.
I don't mind being. If I'm wrong on something, I'm wrong on something. I have been telling the story repeatedly, and if you would like to. I avoid putting myself in positions to be wrong or right.
Jordan Love will have a new contract by Thanksgiving.
That's Yeah, but I never said
Final Four.
Never said which Thanksgiving.
I put a specifier. I specify. I've learned from watching you, Dad. I've learned.
Thanks. So a couple things. One,
I don't think it's a compliment.
Well, believe me, and I know it wasn't. A couple things. One, I have told the story repeatedly. Okay. Follow the breadcrumbs, and maybe you'll have an idea of who I was referring to when I said that I had a conversation with someone who works in the building who said, Jason, the thing is, the guy can still play. He is still an elite-level player. And I replied, when he plays. And then he replied,
good comeback.
Yeah, Jason, you're right. You're right. I can tell you, and I've said this before, that LaFleur stayed in touch with Jair throughout because he didn't know what was going to happen with him. And Goody is the GM. He makes the ultimate call. So Matt LaFleur, not knowing what the future holds, has stayed in contact with him throughout the entire process. So the fact that they're now in a good place, hey, way to go, Matt, right? Because had you burned the bridge, assuming that since Goody's talking about trading him, at the NFL meetings, that he's going to be gone and you just sort of don't keep in touch with him, even though he's on your roster, that would be a mistake by you as the head coach. So again, and finally, no one here, I again, not Rob Domofsky either, okay? Certainly not me, I've said it enough. None of us are trying to run Jair out of town, okay? I don't know how many times I have to tell the story about him giving us a quote for the back of Sid's basketball team's T-shirts, because we like to have an inspirational quote on the back of them when I make them every year. He wore the shirt. We got him a shirt. He wore it to...
Jair gave you a quote?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I ain't nobody's captain. Is that what it was?
Everything you need is within you. Which is pretty... I thought it was pretty good.
We're going to credit Jair Alexander for coming up with that one.
Well, Bob Moore did say it first, but I don't think he subscribes to Tausch's weekly quote of the day or quote of the week.
Feels like a lot of movies might have had that one at some point in the last 30 years.
But again,
why did you ask Jair to do this?
I didn't ask him for it. We were having a conversation because he wore an Ashwaubenon shirt to work one day. And then he asked, isn't that where your kids go to school? We were going back and forth. I said, in fact, I'm just making T-shirts. I have to come up with an inspirational quote for the back because we do it every year for her season. And he said, I'll give you a quote. Now, in fairness to both of your points, not the most inspirational quote or original quote.
Well, I think it's good.
But when he offers it up,
it's just not. I wouldn't credit Jair Alexander as the person who said it.
You try to run Jair out of town, and now you're bad mouthing his quote.
I'm not bad mouthing his quote. The originality level, we can all agree, is not high.
Thanks for nothing, Jair. I mean,
you're welcome for nothing. We made an extra shirt so he'd have one. He wore it to work multiple times. We have a great relationship. Was my point. We're getting bogged down in the details of the shirt.
You try to run him out of town, according to Drags. I don't know how great a relationship.
Hey, I got one. I just came up with this one for you next year. Never underestimate the heart of a champion.
Nutwhack.
Nutwhack.
I love it.
All right. So anyway, none of us are trying to run him out of town. We aren't. And if he ends up coming back, great. I hope he talks a little more frequently. But there are about three or four guys that he trusts in the locker room that he talks to. I'm one of them, and I enjoy talking to him. So I don't want to see him leave.
Let's get him on the horn. Give him a holler.
I did not. So he also required me to be put through an exhaustive background check in order to get his phone number. And we were approaching.
What does that look like? Yeah. What does that look like?
Well, stop telling us all this interesting stuff.
I had to deliver references.
You had to give references?
I did. Who did you give?
Yeah. Who are your references?
I had to give other players as references.
Oh.
Like who?
Xavier McKinney, Keyshawn Nixon.
Well, you barely know McKinney.
But
Xavier
they both gave
McKinney
me
is
their
referencing
numbers.
You guys there for a day.
Yeah. What?
This was right before
this
the knee
is a
injury.
Goof. This is a super goofy operation.
We could do a whole show just on this.
Jordan Love?
So Jair is with the team 5-6 years, doesn't give you his number. Xavier McKinney comes in at minicamp, you get his number, and a week later, Jair's like, all right, yep, Xavier said you're good.
No, I had to give references plural.
Hey, X, will you be my reference for Jair? He might call you.
Do you text him recommend me and ask him, or how do you even get that reference? You sit down and say, hey, Jair's putting me through a thorough interview. You gave me your number after I met you. Can you say that
only
I'm a
because
good dude
I compared you to Charles Woodson, of course.
We've talked twice, but hey, there's can you be my reference?
No, it was late. All right. Yeah, I hate that we're bogged down in this. I'm totally losing control.
Your hate we're bogged down. This is the best part of the whole deal. What the hell are you talking about, bogged down? You getting a thorough interview from Jair Alexander to get his phone number? That's crazy.
Generally speaking, guys, do not put me or other reporters through this ringer to do it. Okay. So this was mid-October. It was right before he injured his knee. So I had talked to Xavier McKinney a bunch, but he wanted to know who else has given you their number. That was the reference part of it.
That's
Xavier McKinney,
okay.
Keyshawn Nixon, Jordan Love, Dontavian Wicks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right.
Dontavian Wicks doesn't give you his number, I don't know who would. I mean, you have been basically, I don't want to use the quick trip term. You know what you've been doing with him. It's a certain kind of donut, if you know what I mean.
Dunking?
Have
I been dunking?
There it is. You have not been dunking on him, I can tell you that. Actually,
no,
that'd be a good segment, Jesse, wouldn't it?
Glazer or dunk?
Yes. I want that in next week. That'd be
all
a fun
right, we'll
little
do
segment.
It.
That's actually a really good idea.
No, boy, is Glaze City, USA when it comes to a Wixie.
So anyway, so that was the first hurdle. Then the second one was asking Nate LoCascio, one of the PR guys, to vouch for me that I said, Jair, I've been covering you since you got here. Like, I think you know who I am. Yeah, still, I think this is an important process to go through, quote.
I agree with Jair. I agree.
So then I had to ask Nate to come over and vouch for me.
I have been on Jair's bandwagon. His last two seasons just hasn't been good. He might become my new favorite player after this story.
Just because he put
Elton
me through
Jenkins.
This process?
Vetting process.
Yeah, I think it's the Kenny Clark and I think Jair. Those are my guys now.
Kenny trusted me with his number. I hardly ever use and then he said, well, what are you going to use it for? I said, look, I am not going to use it. I'm not going to be texting you randomly saying, hey, good morning, how are things going? If something happens,
I would like to
be able to reach out to you.
Here's what I want you to do over the commercial break. And don't you dare get pouty. This is where you get pouty, and I don't like that. Just learn a lesson from when you text Goody and say, hey, a lot of conjecture about what's going to happen to you next season. If you're going to come back to the Green Bay Packers, don't text me back. If you're not, reach out.
Right, but I never. Like so here's the problem, and Rick in the YouTube comments just said he was messing with you. He used a different word. I know he was messing with me. Right, we have
I'm
a good
sure
rapport.
He was.
Well, okay, he was certainly entertaining himself by giving me a hard
yes.
time.
Yes.
Okay, but
he also wanted to vet you. Both things can be true.
Yes, both things can be.
You never know what's going to come up. Yeah.
All right, here's the problem. So all this is going on in mid-October, and then he gets hurt in the Jacksonville game, and he never talked again. So I would see him in the locker room. I would say hello. I you don't want to be, hey, did I pass the test? I never got the number. Then
just wait, you don't even have his number?
This is my point. You never let me finish the damn story.
Come on.
You can't even text him if you want.
So you didn't even pass the vetting process.
No, we never completed the vetting process.
What the blank is going on?
What kind of dirt does he have on you?
Oh, my God.
And so if I may finish so we can get the break.
So you can't even text it.
No, that's the problem. And so that's why the devastation.
All this, and he doesn't even have his number.
The locker cleanout day. No, he was not going to talk to anyone but me.
Except for you. Except for our guy.
And then the TV crews came coming, and that's when we had the whole incident about, you don't want to talk to me, I might not even be here next year.
Yeah, that's a good
And
quote.
Then, so that was going to be, I get him one-on-one, and I'm like, all right, did I pass the process? I need that number in case something happens this offseason. So not only did I not get the interview, I didn't get the number. Everything was ruined, Jerry.
What was that quote that he gave you to put on the back of your shirt?
Everything you need is within you. Well, not his phone number. Except his phone number. All right. Why don't you tell us about Quick Trip at 9:46 as we wrap up the second segment of the hour.
That was a long journey right
there.
Was
it worth it?
That was a very long journey.
Was it worth it?
With no payout.
How is there no payout? That was a great story. You love
that story.
I don't
even have his number.
It's
a fun story.
You know, in sitcoms, like TV sitcoms, they always say you want to tell a great story and then end up exactly where you started. I feel like that's what we just did over 25 minutes. We got back to right where we started this whole thing.
Wildy doesn't have his number. Yep.
Life's busy. Quick Trip gets it. Whether you're craving that fresh coffee, a tasty bakery treat, or a quick grab-and-go meal, Quick Trip has you covered. Yesterday, I stopped in. Got Eleanor as after her big play practice. One of those smoothies, but it was a banana split, which I hadn't seen before. That's a fun machine. You put that cup down, and then you just watch magic happen. Ice goes in there, and you put all whatever else goes in. You dump it over into the little whip, 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 whip. Yeah, there you go. Jesse's got it. Of course, that's probably a sample that he had. That was fun. You got the chicken. We had fried chicken yesterday. Juicy chicken tenders. That's a Wednesday deal. And you got everything else. You got 8-count, 2 for $3 with Nature's Touch, or the buns. You got butter. You got bananas, onions, baked potatoes, 29 cents a pound. You fuel your day with quality taste. Jason, I'm sure you made another pit stop on the way back on Quick Trip. You can get free air, gas, fast service, quality variety. It has everything you're looking for in Quick Trip. Plus, use Quick Rewards on every visit. You can order ahead for pickup or curbside delivery. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time.
We'll see what the Talk and Text line, the Carbless Talk and Text line, has to say about our story time.
All right, so
Don't say anything else.
All right.
More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Some differing opinions on our lengthy story of the Jair Alexander phone number saga. In the YouTube comments, some believe that it was hilarious and entertaining. Others found it to be a bit of a waste of time. I personally believe the fact that I ultimately didn't get the number is the perfect capper to the story. Like, I think that actually makes the story better, personally. Jim and the Berg, number gates. This is like hanging out with the boys all night in the bar and hoping you get someone's number at the end of the night, all for nothing in the end. Yeah, look, we've all been there, too. This is not, I know my guy Puddin here, access journalism. No, I understand that's a fun buzzword. I do believe in building relationships. I built one with the guy that hosts this show with me. But if he played great, I was fair. If he struggled, which didn't happen very often, I was fair. I had good working relationships with a lot of guys. I didn't use your phone number very often once I got it. I don't want to bother guys. So it is not about the access. But This would have been an instance where I would have liked to have been able to reach him. And yeah. So I'm disappointed it didn't work out, because I do think maybe even we would have had him on the show to say, to tell his side of the story. And so ultimately, as funny as that story was, I was irritated at locker room cleanout day that I ultimately, I mean, I thought he's going to get cut. I'm never going to talk to the guy again. And there's still that possibility. But be that as it may, Erica texts in on the Carbless Talk and Text Line telling me you have ACR and Love's phone numbers, so I should be good enough to get yours. Yeah, I gave him my references. They never really paid off.
If he doesn't FaceTime Rogers, he's never going to hear from him on him.
Yeah. All right. That was fun, but now it's done. Mm-hmm. Did you have any other questions before we move on?
Well, I mean, what would be your access to Jair? Is it call? Is it texting Xavier? Because at this point, let's stick it up Shrags as you know what. Let's get this done. Let's find out.
So I can text Xavier McKinney and Keyshawn Nixon, but again, okay. Like neither one of them is going to. I mean, they were there. They were there during this process. Like they were standing there. I pointed to them as references. They were laughing. So I don't foresee them saying, "Oh yeah, here." And they said, "You know how on your iPhone you can send a contact in a text message?"
Sure.
I don't foresee them sending me, you know, Ja. Because again,
sure,
never reached that point. But we can.
The only thing missing from this story is he gives you a number and it's either missing a digit at the end or it's a wrong number and he gives you like his cousin's number or something.
Yeah. Again, it was a fun exercise, and someday Jair and I will sit down and he'll have a Coors Light and I'll have a bubbler and we'll all laugh about it.
That's the goal. Coors Light is brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing, it is crisp, and it's only 102 calories. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Carolina chimes in, that was a good abject rejection story cloaked in acceptance. I don't know what that means. I just thought it was a fun story.
I like that. I thought that response was very good. Anytime you get cloaked,
it's a good word.
Usually
put that on the t-shirt next year for the JV, whatever it is.
We will wrap up the 9 o'clock hour, which still has one segment to go. Next, it's Will D'Antosh.
We're on the Bucks.
This is the greatest player this franchise has had since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
And now they might be in a position where they're forced to deal him away.
Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN.
Take my heart, don't break it. Love me to my bones.
I had a lovely dinner with Matt LaFleur during draft week in Green Bay, and I brought it up, and I don't think he'd mind me saying this, saying like, we're actually in a good place with Jair. You know, obviously there was some stuff last year and the coin toss situation a couple of years back and all that
awesome.
Stuff is all head scratching stuff that it would drive a coach nuts when you're trying to run a disciplined program. But from what I gather, this thing is in a lot better place than what was being presented in the media, and that there is a place for Jair Alexander in Green Bay. And I think he and Jeff Hafley actually have had a great relationship, and it's a different breed and it's a different time. And I don't know exactly how it nets itself out, but like when he was being listed as that number one trade target, I don't think that was coming from Green Bay. And if you know Goody at all, he wasn't leaking that to anybody. So that was a lot of outside noise, I believe. We'll see how it figures itself out, though.
We'll see how it figures itself out, though. That is Peter Schrager of ESPN, formerly of Good Morning Football. I don't know why you felt the need to play that again just to try and irritate me, but be that as it may. Tausch, we need to get to the 10 o'clock hour. We had a great time yesterday at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. We are going back again next month. Hopefully lots of folks, because we had a lot of visitors come. Larry drove 181 miles from Iowa. That was great. Jeff took a day off from teaching to come see us. Obviously, another Jeff in Monroe came all the way from Monroe
recently retired, we learned yesterday.
We did, and getting ready for the big nuptials next month as well. A lot of folks made the trip. We appreciate their loyalty to the show. Hopefully you'll make the trip to Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
It was a blast. You know what? You see it, then you live it. You sit in the seats. You look up at the big screen for the sports book. You see the rock shop. You see the restaurants. You see all those slots. 1,300 slot machines. 50 live table games, a sports book, a rock shop, the whole thing. And we found out yesterday, if you're hungry, and we were, guests can enjoy diverse dining options at the Hard Rock Cafe, Council Oak Steaks and Seafood. I'm going to have to switch when we go down there next time. Maybe do Jim, Matt, and Molly. Maybe do a flip-flopper and go down there so we can eat the steaks and we can get at the UU Noodle Bar. Mm. We can get after all of that. But Hard Rock, we had a great time. You will as well. Again, it's right about an hour door-to-door right down there off of I-90. Couldn't be an easier trip down in Rockford, Illinois, a premier entertainment destination. Hard Rock Casino, Rockford.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.